Courage is not having the strength to go on. It's going on when you don't have the strength. Theodore Roosevelt. You are now listening to episode 403 on the Flip Empire Show.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
How you doing, guys? I trust and pray that this podcast finds you guys doing well, finds you doing healthy, finds you safe, not just you, but your loved ones, your team members, anybody who's close to you. You know, we're going through just such an interesting period right now. And I'm really optimistic. I'm really hopeful that this is a season, and I know for a fact we are going to get through this. And what I wanted to do on this particular episode, so episode 403 here, you know, a lot of the, not a lot, but the last two or three, I think, podcast episodes, you know, have covered or touched on the coronavirus and this pandemic that we're in. And I'm going to continue to do so, obviously, because number one, it's relevant. Number two, I've been out in front, or doing my best, I should say, to be out in front and staying connected to people that I really highly admire, respect, and trust, people in my inner circle, you know, with our Ascend Mastermind members, with a few other masterminds that I'm a part of. And just, you know, I've completely unplugged from the news. And my news source is my inner circle. My news source are those people who are spreading positivity and hope. And just the right messages, you know. And I want to kind of, there are several things I want to share with you on the episode here today. And it's really about perspective, and it's really about some of the things that this has brought to the forefront for me. And so I want to make this episode a little bit personal, but in doing so, I think it's going to, I think you're going to be able to draw a lot of parallels, and I think you're going to be able to hopefully have it open your eyes to certain things that maybe you didn't realize were just, it was right under your nose. Things that I truly believe that this is one huge blessing in disguise. And I say that from multiple perspectives. You know, from a personal standpoint, on Monday, I think it was Monday, I had a bit of a rough morning, and the previous night was kind of rough, you know. And I'm always one, if you follow me on social media, on Instagram at AlexPardo25, on Facebook, I've been putting more things out there, and I've been putting myself out there more because I have a message, and because I know I can help people, and because honestly, that's where I get a lot of fulfillment from a selfish perspective. You know, I truly enjoy helping and working with people, and I want to be that light, you know, in the face of darkness. And I realize that sounds somewhat spiritual, but I want to be a person that people can look to for hope and for optimism and for positivity and honestly for content, right? And there's no shortage of that. But I think one of the things that this has done is, you know, from a personal perspective, I think it's brought me closer to God. You know, so for the last 4 days in a row now, I've dusted off my Bible, and every morning I've been spending time meditating, praying, and reading a particular section of Proverbs. And I think sometimes, you know, my coach told me that, hey, he sees this, he views this pandemic as one big reset, as God hitting the reset button on the world and hitting the reset button on our lives and saying, hey, stop for a second, take a step back, analyze where you're at right now, analyze where you want to go, analyze what's important to you. And are you kind of following my path? Now, for you, if you're not spiritual, if you don't, you know, believe in God, maybe it's the universe for you, or maybe it's a higher power, a higher calling, whatever the case might be. This isn't meant to be spiritual in nature and shove my beliefs down your throat. But it's more to just, again, I want to make this episode a little bit personal in nature, but my goal really is not to make this about me. My goal with this show is always about you. I'm hoping this opens your eyes to some things. You might be going through a very, very difficult time right now. I've been connected to a lot of people. I know some people have cabin fever and are going stir crazy. Some people, you know, they're just having some serious parenting challenges because, you know, they work and they have a business, and then now they're homeschooling and they're taking care of their kids. I mean, this is... You might be listening to this and you're on lockdown. Matter of fact, at the time that this gets released, Florida may officially be on lockdown. There's a stay at home order that just came into effect, and I think there's a curfew at night now. Not that I'm out and about on the streets at night too often late anyway. So, but at the time of this recording, the whole country may be on lockdown. We don't know, but this isn't just affecting us. This is affecting the whole world. And I think we need to be a catalyst for optimism, hope, positivity, and we need to be spreading good messages out there. And we need to be, as difficult as it may be, we need to take the focus off of us and put it on someone else. When you do that, things start to change. But kind of going back to earlier this week, I had a rough, I think it was Sunday night, or maybe it was Monday night. And then the next day it kind of carried over. And I was sharing with a good friend of mine some text messages because I've had several people reaching out to me. And I had a couple friends that said, hey, God put me God put you on my heart and I wanted to reach out to you. I had one message that sent me, one friend that sent me like a 2-minute audio message that was really touching, and him just kind of sharing some things with me. And then I had another friend that sent me a video via text. And it was about, the message essentially was about, hey, I know you're a giver. I see you out there, you're constantly on calls and you're putting out all this information and you're wanting to help people. He's like, if you're feeling drained, because this friend was telling me, I know what it feels like to constantly be pouring into people's life. And sometimes you kind of feel drained. He says, make sure you're filling your cup up. And that was a springboard, and it immediately hit me. And I said, this is a time where I need to get closer to God. So I dusted off my Bible. It's been years since I read the Bible, probably a couple of years, I'm guessing. And I jumped into Proverbs, and there's been so much that I'm starting to get more clarity on certain things. But earlier in the week, I jumped on a Facebook Live, and if you head over to my Facebook, you can check it out. And I was kind of not in my normal, usual state. I wasn't like somber or anything, but I was just really reflecting. And there was, the last 3 weeks to a month, I have been working a lot. And when I say a lot, I'm talking, a lot by my standards. And not that I don't work hard, but I've established pretty tight boundaries around my schedule, and that's due to my vision. I have a vision. I put God first. I put family second, and then business. And working with people and clients and all that comes next, right? And so usually I work 8:30 to 4, 9 to 4:30 sometimes. Sometimes that's condensed even tighter, and it causes me to be more efficient, I think, with my time. But I get to spend time with my kids. I have breakfast with them. I take my girl to school. Obviously, not recently, but so I get to do a lot of things that I see people sacrificing that I believe one day in the future they might regret, because that's time that we're never going to get back. And money, you're going to make and lose money, and hopefully you're making a lot more than you're losing, right? But money's going to come and go, and money's a tool, and it's important, and it's a vehicle. One of the things I realized years ago is that I'm not going to sacrifice what's most important to me in the pursuit of more money or a bigger business or, getting recognized and all this kind of stuff, right? I've always been very clear in my vision. And the last month, it's been completely out of whack. I mean, I typically always wake up early, but I've been waking up, 4:40, 5 o'clock, going to bed at like midnight. And for me, those are long hours. And there's been a small gap with family, like 5 to 7. It's a really tight gap. And I realized that I'm out of whack here. What's most important to me, it's not aligned. But I was conflicted. I got on Facebook more to share how I was feeling, but I was conflicted because I also do believe that sometimes there are seasons in life when you have to roll up your sleeves and you got to jump in the trenches. And I was feeling like this is a season I was in. And to a certain degree, I'm still working more than usual, but I have more clarity. And I did that because I had people pouring into me, right? And so it's so important that you surround yourself with the right people, because had it not been for that video and that audio message I received from a friend and that text message conversation with a different friend that morning, I don't know that I would have been as aware, and I may have been continuing to go down this path and somewhat neglecting my family. Not really, but kind of, just not spending as much quality time with them. So ask yourself, number one, how is this a blessing in disguise? Because I can promise you there's a silver lining in everything. And it's, are you a half, is the glass half full kind of person, or is a half glass empty? There's a silver lining in everything. And this could potentially be your big reset. You know, this could potentially be what God, the universe, a higher power, or whatever you choose to believe in, tapping you on the shoulder and say, hey, take a step back for a second, right? And by the way, take a step back doesn't mean attack, engage, and do what you got to do from a business perspective, from a personal perspective. Make sure you're taking care of your body. Make sure you're taking care of your mind. But this could be the big reset button for you. But I hadn't realized this until, you know, about a week or so ago, you know, almost a month, 3 weeks into this whole thing. And so I'm operating with more clarity now, if that makes sense. And by the way, I do not have everything figured out. I got challenges just like you do. And I'm not bashful to come on here and admit that. And I think we all have challenges, and that's life. Life isn't going to be, you know, rainbows and unicorns all the time. This thing has kind of lit a fire under me, you know, but it's also brought me closer to God. Now I'm seeing that, hey, I was kind of completely out of alignment. And so while I still need to roll up my sleeves and jump in, and I'll talk about, and I'll share some business things with you, do so while not sacrificing what's most important to you. So that's really the message I want to get out to you here today from a personal standpoint. This is a big blessing. You know, this is a big blessing. Make sure that you're taking care of your mind, your body. Make sure you're taking care of your relationships. Pour into those. And again, this message is as much for me as it is for you, because I still have some work to do in that area. The last month has just totally kind of taken me, not off my game, it's just kind of taken me down a different path. But I'm self-aware, and hopefully me, you know, hopping on a Facebook Live or sharing this with you on the podcast kind of gets you thinking about that. From a business standpoint, it's been a big blessing in disguise, because it's forced us now to look at our business model and realize that we have some holes in the bucket that we have to plug. Some water was coming in the boat, and now I have a really tight team. I have the right people that are grabbing buckets and helping me get that water out of the boat to a certain degree. And what that was is that we've been focused here, you know, doing deals in Miami, and that's been our main focus. And now we're tightening up our processes and our systems, doing deals on the phone. We are starting to look at some other markets. You know, I own some rental properties in Cleveland, Ohio. So that's a market that we're looking at going into. We know how to market. We know how to generate leads. We know how to talk to sellers. We know how to convert leads into contracts, et cetera. So we're looking at that. And there's a lot that we still have to unpack and kind of work through. But this has caused us to really look at our business model and say, hey, where are we vulnerable? And how can we reposition the business to help more people and generate more revenue? So, and then I think what's really cool, and I'll kind of end with this one, I think what's really cool is to see our real estate investor community come together. Not just masterminds that I'm in, but just as an industry, the real estate space. If you're plugged into social media on Facebook or Instagram, you just see people wanting to help each other. And I think that's an amazing thing. And one of the things I'm extremely, extremely grateful for, I could not imagine not being a part of a community, not being a part of a mastermind or just a group of the right people. Not just high caliber business people, but just quality people where you can pick up the phone and you can bounce things off of. I got someone that reaches out to me, you know, on a weekly basis just for a sanity check. How you doing? How are you doing? You know, that kind of thing. And so if you find yourself, if you're listening to this and you're not a part of a group like that, I encourage you to seek and find the right one. This isn't going to be a commercial for Ascend. If you've been listening to the show, you know that Steve Cavanaugh and I, we run Ascend, which is a mastermind, but it's also got a one-on-one coaching component to it. And we have come together. We've been doing weekly calls, and we've been sharing and strategizing, and we've been talking about, you know, the SBA, the Paycheck Protection Program, and EIDL, you know, and all these different. We've just come together as a community, and we're not just here to help each other from a business perspective, but personal. And that's what Ascend is about. Ascend is about, you know, people that are striving for a better life and a better business. It's not one or the other, because they're connected. But I'm grateful you know, for Ascend. I'm grateful for a few of the other groups I'm a part of. I couldn't imagine not being a part of a community right now. So I really encourage you to seek that out. You know, that's probably when weeks ago when I went through my P&L and I went through our personal expenses and I said, hey, what's not necessary? What can we shave off here? That was last on the list of things that I would want to shave off or trim, because the value is just, I mean, forget 10x, it's 100x. And if you find the right group, you know, and there's a lot of good groups out there, but if you find the right one, depending on what your goals are, depending on where you're at in your life and in your business, it could be a big difference for you right now, especially with the season that we're in. So my friends, stay positive, stay hopeful, stay optimistic, continue to do what you got to do. Don't be paralyzed by fear. Block out the negativity. Surround yourself with the right kind of people. I promise you, continue to plug into the Flip Empire Show. I'm gonna be the message I believe you need to hear. And there's no shortage of them out there. But if you don't mind hearing my voice, and if you like what I share, continue to plug in. I'm gonna share with you the good, the bad, and the ugly. I'm gonna be raw. I'm gonna be real. I'm gonna share with you when I win. I'm gonna share with you when I fail. I got down moments just like you, but I'm aware. And you listening to this hopefully is causing awareness in your life. So thank you. I always say I appreciate you, and because I genuinely do. I actually have to hop off here. I got to record another podcast. I'm interviewing a complete rock star. We're going to be talking about how this particular person has been doing deals virtually for well over a year now, multiple contracts a month. And so we're going to be diving into some specific strategy here moving forward on the Flip Empire Show. And I want you to plug in. Make sure that you hit the subscribe button so that you get notified every Monday morning, every Thursday morning. And I'm going to bring it, my friends. I'm going to bring it. So thank you. Talk to you soon. Take care. This show is sponsored by Ascend. Our in-house assembly of success-minded people, business owners, and entrepreneurs actively collaborating together to ascend our businesses to new heights while also experiencing truly happier, more fulfilling lives at the same time. We believe it's not an either-or, but you can truly have both and. It's the unique and rare combination of mastermind coaching and community that makes Ascend so special. But it's definitely not for everyone. If you're an entrepreneur who's looking for more than your typical mastermind or coaching, and you think these things can help you accelerate your ascension from where you are today to where you want to go while living a more meaningful and rewarding life in the process, then you can head over to ascendyoursuccess.com, click the application button, and we'll go from there.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.